comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this planet, thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on earth, a place where you actually matter. And I appreciate you being here. Couple of things before we get into tonight's show with tonight's guest. The K-Files e-zine, I talk about it every day. And I talk about it every day because it is our free weekly newsletter. And we always put a lot of good information in there. You get updates about what's happening here at the show. And then you also get articles from around the world having to do with things that are in our genre. You get links to videos that you might be interested in watching, having to do with our genre generally. Once in a while, we put a video in that has nothing to do with our genre, simply because it's just so interesting. But usually you get between 7 and 10 video links, but it's free, absolutely free. There's no reason not to subscribe. And I'm always amazed, you know, when we put something in the K-Files e-zine, I put it in there sometimes, some special announcement. I put it in there for like 3 weeks in a row. 3 weeks in a row. Announce it on like 4 to 6 shows. And 2 months later, I'm still getting emails from people who said they didn't know anything about that. They, you know, they listen all the time. They never heard anything about that. So, just listening, you'll miss something. That's the point. If you just listen, you know, the doorbell rings or the telephone rings, and you'll miss something. So subscribe to the K-Files e-zine. It's only 10 to 20 seconds to subscribe, and it costs nothing, and you can unsubscribe when you want to. So go over to my website. You'll see the K-Files e-zine link right in the center. Right, big letters, right in the center. It says K-Files e-zine. And just click that and subscribe, all right? Ed Grimsley has been my guest numerous times. I know Ed Grimsley personally, and he's visited in my home. I spoke at his conference in Sedona, and he's been a guest on this show many times. Well, interesting things happen. When I talk about the fact that people in this genre, people who are dealing with UFOs and extraterrestrials and anything paranormal, when I talk about that, you know, we really do get attacked. We have, when I say attacked, I don't mean physically, but things happen that it's too often and it gets too severe for it to be coincidence. And we've had Mel Fibergas here on the show talking about, you know, that he's got the same thing in trying to produce his show. It's happening to him. But I talk about that, and then I get emails from people. Got one, I mentioned it on the show yesterday. I got one yesterday that said, I'm not going to listen to your show anymore because every time I hear you say something about some nefarious shadow group harassing your show or attacking your show, it's so infantile. Well, wait till you hear what Ed's got to say about what's been happening to him. We'll be back with Ed Grimsley right after this. Hey, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I said, tonight with me on the show is Ed Grimsley. Now, Ed Grimsley is the father of night vision UFO sky watches. And, the things that he has told us about and has told us how to do. You can either come to his sky watch, or you can go buy you a set of the night vision goggles and do the sky watches yourself. And he has instructed us as to how to look and what to look for and so forth. But it was, when Ed started talking about this, it was absolutely revolutionary. Nobody else had ever thought to do this before, I guess. But it was absolutely revolutionary. There are dozens of spinoffs now, people that are doing their version of sky watches. But it all started with Ed Grimsley. Ed Grimsley is where it started. And he's my guest tonight. Ed, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Ed, give us a little update. It's been a while since you've been on the show. Give us a little update. I actually have not seen you since I was at your conference in Sedona, Arizona in May. But we've talked a couple of times, but I haven't seen you. So what's been happening?
Well, I've been watching a lot of new and interesting things come into play. I think I've talked to you a little bit about them, but they look like a giant bubble, and they're clear, like as if a kid blew a soap bubble out of one of those little toys, but they're crystal clear. You don't see them, but when you have the glasses on, you can see them. I mean, not if they're not there, but you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming in more than what they used to be. A year and a half ago, they've increased in their exposure to us. And I've been able to show some of my people coming out to Skywatches. I've been able to show some of those people, and they see them, and they're amazed. And, you know, like usual, when you talk to people about them, and you tell them what they look like and what they're doing, and it's amazing, they look at you and say, yeah, poor guy, he's a little nuts, but we'll pacify him and get along. And then when all of a sudden they see it and they realize that it's freaking them out, then they give me a hand, a round of applause for being able to see them and trying to figure out what they are. And are they a spirit? Are they a spiritual vehicle? Are they some kind of travel vehicle for some type of entity? And the things that they do, their ability to fly very fast or go very slow, and they look like the size of a hot air balloon, but they're perfectly round. And when you do look at them, it's like you can see into them or through them or like what's on the backside. And so they'll fly over a subdivision, and you'll see them dip down near a house and maybe be 100 feet above the house, and then move off and go to another house and over another house. And then suddenly, zoosh, and away they go. It's like so fast that you can barely see them. And it's kind of interesting. I haven't got that one all figured out yet, but they're there, and I've been telling people about them for about a year and a half. And
you've been doing sky watches right along. I'd like for people to hear what has happened. You had some people came to sky watches, and then all of a sudden, you're getting slammed in some internet articles. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, a man came to a sky watch one night when there was a bunch of other people, and he came about 4 months ago or so, and I don't keep track of who's coming and going, because I just tell the truth, and if they don't like it, they don't like it, and if they believe in it and see it, it's fine. And usually the people get to see plenty of things to give them proof.
Mm-hmm.
And I let the people make up their own mind. But this guy was acting a little skeptic all night, and people would ask me a question, well, those two up there flying along, what do you think those are? And I would say something like, well, they're possibly patrol craft. They're pretty good size, and they're traveling faster than what satellites normally say. And this guy would say some comment. But people would ask me, Ed, what do you think about this? And he'd try to answer and say, oh, it's just space junk. Or that's nothing, you know, that's nothing special. That's just two satellites. Or,
mm-hmm.
And so I knew that he was a little strange and was maybe a debunker. Well, the next morning, after coming to our town that night, the next morning he went to a restaurant in our town, and he went in for breakfast. He started out by asking the waitress, do you know this Ed Grimsley? Is he nuts, or is he a town crazy, or what? She says, oh, he's harmless, and a lot of that's probably true. And then he asked her some more questions, trying to get things that he could try to load up on me about. And she says, well, I don't know about that, but he's a pretty good guy, and that's the mayor sitting here right beside of you, and if you have any questions, you can ask him. So he asked the mayor things like, does this guy, Ed Grimsley, is he kind of like crazy or what? And the mayor laughed and said, oh, this is his story. You can pull it up on internet, and you'll be able to read the whole article, what this guy is saying. He does put his name there. He doesn't say anything other than that the mayor says that I never put any money, I never put a dime into the Little League field, which is where I take people to, because I did thousands of dollars of work on it about 30-something years ago, and I donated all my work to the field and to the town. And I got all these other volunteers to help me, and we bulldozed and carry-hauled and hauled dirt in and compacted it and made Little League field out of an old sewer pond that was in between two chunks of land, and we filled them, compacted them, and then put topsoil on them. And other volunteers came in and built fences and, you know, the whole thing, bleachers and everything. And I had asked them, the only thing I would want was name the field after my dad. He's sick, he's dying of a brain tumor, and, you know, he's helped a lot of kids in this town, and it would be great. Well, they didn't do it. They named it later after somebody else, and so they never kept their word about it, but they told me I could go down and I can use the field anytime I want, as long as there's not a baseball game in it. You've built the field, you've helped us, so you're free to come run your dog or throw ball and have kids play or whatever you want. So I take advantage of that, make them keep their word. Well, this guy is looking for trouble, and he'd asked me, well, you heard about this before, and you built this field, you say, and you did this, and you did that, and I go, yeah. And he'd make a comment like, well, I don't understand that. Why is the name on the field different than your dad's? And I says, well, Pete Tedeschi was a real good guy. He's passed away. He was my Little League coach, my first ever coach, many years ago, and they didn't name it after my dad because many years later they still hadn't done it, and I guess they figured it rather than to make me happy or make somebody who may be in town thinks I'm a nut unhappy, they named it after him. And I says, I really don't care. It's over and done, and I'm happy with it.
So this guy has put stuff on this guy's put stuff on the internet, though, saying that does he say you're a fraud?
Yeah, he basically says that the mayor told him at breakfast that I was a liar. Never put a dime into the Little League or anything in town.
Mm-hmm.
And that I basically was a fraud and sort of the town nut because I show people UFOs.
Well, okay, I got a question now before we move on.
Yep.
What's this mayor's name?
His name is Jack Jingles.
You're kidding me.
Huh?
This guy's name is Jack Jingles?
Yes.
Okay. And
the only reason why he's the mayor is because I didn't ever want the job, all right, and I don't want to be a politician, so.
Okay, so Jack Jingles, according to this guy, said that you were a liar and that you never did any of this. So I'll issue the invitation now to Jack Jingles, whether he maybe he's listening, but you have an invitation to call the show tonight, Jack, and clear this up. I'd like to know if that is what you told this guy. I'd like to know if you were quoted correctly on that. I'm going to do normal journalistic investigation here. We're going to find out if you said it, if you were quoted correctly. But you have the opportunity to clear that up yourself. Okay, now, what does he say about the Sky Watches, the guy that wrote the article? What does he say about the Sky Watches?
He says that the Sky Watch, basically in a roundabout way, I don't remember all of his words, but the people are welcome to look up and see for themselves what he's saying, but he's a bad news bear, you know, and you can see that he's deliberately trying to find things to put me down, and for some simple reason, because he donated $50 to the Sky Watch, and then he said all it was is space junk and bugs and this and that. Well, you can tell that he was a NASA or a straight-out debunker, because nobody would go to the effort of coming there and doing that and then trying to say all this about it. And I put my name out there, where it is and why, and I tell the truth about it.
Mm-hmm.
And these people don't put their name out there, but they get on there, they say lies about me and try to debunk me and put me down as some kind of skeptical nut. And you know, the mayor was too stupid to realize that I'm the guy that did all the work and put it in there before he came along. And also, I'm the same guy that the Monhoff Center in our town for tennis courts and racquetball and playing, that I donated all the work under that building and under that pad and donated it all and leveled it and cleaned it and put it up, and that the Whitney Park right next to the tennis rackets and tennis courts was an empty piece of dirt and field, and I cleaned it up and I paved it and made it a park, and it's called Whitney Park. And Mr. Whitney was a great, great person. And he lived in Calistoga, ran a hardware store, and I just admired him as one of the best kind of human beings in the world.
All right. Let's stick with the Sky Watches. Okay. The history of the town is interesting, but what's interesting to me is the attacks that you've had against Sky Watches. And,
right.
So now this guy that wrote this article,
dealt with.
This guy that wrote the article, did he put his name on the article?
Excuse me?
The guy that wrote the article, did he put his name on it?
No, he's a hidden person. I don't even know if he really exists or if it's mm-hmm. NASA or the CIA or the FBI or
no, I doubt it's NASA or the CIA, but, these sort of people, look, I get email from people who, you know, they want to wax eloquent. They want to sound brilliant. And they just tear down a guest or tear me down in this email. And when I issue a challenge to, well, hey, pick up your telephone, call the show, and say all that on the air so everybody can hear it. They run like cockroaches when you turn the lights on. because they're afraid of exposure. Because what they're saying isn't true. It's just personal, I don't know, personal demons they need to deal with psychologically. But here's what, when we open up the phone lines later, here's what I want people to do. Everybody that's listening to Ed Grimsley, if you've been to an Ed Grimsley Skywatch, number one, if you've been to an Ed Grimsley Skywatch, and you look through those night vision goggles, I want you to call and tell us whether you think Ed's a fraud or not. If you haven't been to an Ed Grimsley Skywatch, but because you've heard about Ed's work, you've heard him talk on this show and other shows, you went out and bought you some night vision glasses, and you've done your own sky watching. When I open the phones later in the show, I want to hear from you too. Did you see anything, or is Ed a fraud? Now, I personally was at a Skywatch in Sedona, Arizona. And I don't remember how many people we had out there, Ed. There were, what, about 100 people doing the Skywatch?
Yeah, close to 100.
Uh-huh. And
close to 100 people, I think.
People were putting the goggles up to their eyes and looking at where you were pointing in the sky. And I heard grown men say, "Oh my God, I can't believe what I'm seeing." That's a quote. That's one of them. And there were all kinds of oohs and ahs out there. One of the criticisms that I have heard, I actually read, is that, you can see this stuff, the real stuff, you can see it with the naked eye. And Ed claims that, you can see things with the night vision that you can't see with the naked eye. Well, I have to tell you, folks, that's an absolute fact. When you're standing outside at night, your eyes require light. When you're standing outside at night and you're looking at anything, you're missing details, no matter what you're looking at, you're missing details because you don't have enough light. That's what the night vision goggles do, is they sort of turn on the lights for you. All right, we have to step away for a break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Ed Grimsley. In addition, Ed, to that Skywatch, you and I did some Skywatching in Hollywood when I was there for the premiere of the movie called Moon Rising. And as I was saying, what night vision goggles do, it's not like they bring it right up close so that you're looking through the portholes of a UFO. That's not what they do. They're not telescopes. They are night vision. And what they do is they turn the lights on so you can see things, see details that you would not see with the naked eye because there's not enough light for your eyes to react to it. And there are people that you could take them if you had a UFO that landed. The door opened. The alien walks out and says, "I'm tired of flying around. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take 2 weeks off. It's yours for 2 weeks." He gives you the UFO. It's sitting right there. You could bring, there are people you could bring to that spot, put them in the UFO and let them look around, and they would swear it isn't real. You still with me, Ed?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. That's a fact. There, no matter what proof you bring to some people, they will swear it isn't real, no matter what. Now, when people this guy, did he mention you in the article? Did he mention you by name?
Oh, yeah, he calls me a fraud, and Ed Grimsley's no researcher. He's a piece of lying and debris and all this, you know, and just basically is saying I'm a fraud, a liar, and a cheat at best.
And then he wouldn't sign his name to it, right?
No, he wouldn't sign his name to it, but I'd like to maybe ask him if he personally would like to get together with me, and we could do a fundraiser and maybe have an ultimate fight where they can put him in a cage and me, and we'll figure out who's the liar and who's the fraud, and I don't care who he is.
Well, the fact that he wouldn't put his name on it tells you who's the liar.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
True.
And no courage,
you know,
no
if
guts.
You look up anywhere where I've got articles out there in the world that are saying, look through night vision, sky watches, UFOs, and all that kind of stuff. He mentions in this article that he has deliberately put these things everywhere out there so that people will see it and know that I'm a liar and a fraud and a cheat. Well, you know, get your lying little rear end. Meet me face to face. Put on the gloves or wiggle bare knuckle. It doesn't matter to me.
Do something that'll work better. Find out who it is and sue him.
Well, you know, he's hiding.
Yeah, but you can find out who it is.
He'll be a very professional. He may even be a government worker.
Maybe. And if so, then you sue the government.
But I really don't care. I'd just like at least 30 seconds with him in a kind of...
Well, look, I understand that, but that's not going to settle anything. That's not going to settle a thing. What's going to settle something is when you get in their pocketbook, his pocketbook, when you get into his wallet and cost him money, because what he's trying to do is shut down the sky watches. That costs you money, and he's trying to debunk the whole sky watch thing. The fact is, though, that there are soldiers
he's trying to cover up what's there, and they've been hiding it and lying about it, and they don't like it that I'm out there telling people the truth.
And there are soldiers in Iraq that took your advice about what to look for, and went out and were watching the skies with their night vision goggles that they had been issued for Iraq. And they were amazed at what they saw. Tell us about that.
Well, about the soldiers that mailed me from Iraq?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I was in the soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan, these people were contacting me. And basically, I told them how to look through their glasses, what to do, how to move the glasses, and how to focus it in for what they're doing. And they had looked a couple times because they had heard me on your show and Coast to Coast and other shows, and they were all wanting to get it happening and see it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I told them how to do it, and what to do, there was about 60 of them, took their glasses, went out, laid on their back in the sand, and they saw so much activity and so many things that they'd never spotted or saw before.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that happened, it was amazing to them. Now they emailed me back that they were in shock of what they saw,
mm-hmm.
and what was out there, and just unbelievable. And they were excited.
Mm-hmm.
They went to their commander or their officer in charge and basically said, hey, there's all these spacecraft out there. There's things flying around. You just can't believe it. And Ed Grimsley told us how to look, and the commander got mad at him and told him to never do that again and to shut up about it. And if they got out there again, if they went and did that again, they were getting court-martialed. Now, when these guys told me that, I just told them, I says, well, if you look, you better not tell anybody. When you get out of the military, you can look and tell everybody you want. But
imagine,
you know,
if there's nothing to this, if it's all a fraud, then why would they be threatened with court-martial for looking at the sky?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the other thing is, why is this idiot putting all this lies and crap about me out on the YouTube and not putting his name up there and saying that I'm full of bull?
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he want people to see for themselves?
Well, why doesn't he put his name out? Look, there are ways to find out who this is. Find out who it is, file a lawsuit, and own everything he owns and everything he ever hoped to own. Because what he's trying to do here, and it is, not only is it against civil law, in many states it's a violation of criminal law as well, and that is to spread character assassination with the intent to do economic damage to the person. And that is a crime as well as a violation of civil law. And so if you find out who it is, file a lawsuit, file criminal complaints. Because he's used the internet, you can file a federal complaint. That costs you nothing, and the FBI then gets involved and has to investigate it. This guy could be in for a little bit of hell on earth, and he should be.
Well, I hope he gets everything he has coming to him.
He will if you deal it.
I'd like to see him have that big reward.
Well, he will get what he deserves if you make sure it happens. But you have to be the one that files a complaint. And if you talk with an attorney, you'll find out.
Give me some tips when we're on it later. And I've got some people that I'm trying to get now that know about computers and chasing things down, and they're trying to work with me. So it's just that it's very disgraceful when somebody calls you and said, Ed, I'm calling you from Brazil, and I wanted to come to Skywatch, but there's this article about you, and it's saying you're a liar and a fraud and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And just tell me the truth. Are you lying? Is this bull? Are you just doing it to make money? And I tell them the truth. I say, no, I'm not. And I'm definitely not making money at this. It's costing me more money to tell the world what's going on and tell the truth, and the embarrassment of some people thinking I'm crazy and other people thinking I'm very smart. And I know that I'm right. And these people are trying to tell the world I'm a liar and a cheat and a fraud. And, you know, if he's got any brains, he might think about it, because I'm looking for him. I'll find out who he is.
You will find out who he is. And really, I'm telling you, the people attack this show all the time. And there are people that write things about me. There are people that write things to me. And if you disagree with me, that's okay. I mean, I don't expect everybody to agree with me. That's okay to disagree. But if you lie about me, there's hell to pay.
Well,
and so, you know, if you make it so that there's hell to pay, then listen, let me tell you something, and I won't use names. There were two very famous talk show hosts. One talk show host either said or wrote, I think both, something that was not true about the first talk show host. The first talk show host filed a $15 million lawsuit. The second talk show host had to come to some kind of settlement out of court. When somebody says something that isn't true, now, disagreement's one thing, but if they say you're lying when you're not, they say you're a fraud when you're not, and they're telling these lies about you, you can take them on, and you should take them on. And it doesn't matter if they are or are not government. As long as we still have some shreds of the Constitution still in place, You can take them on, and you can win. And once you cost them money, real serious money, that kind of nonsense stops. And look, when you file your lawsuit, you're going to need people to appear in court to say that they have been to a Skywatch and they heard what you said, they looked through the goggles, and that they saw what you said was there. And I want you to have me subpoenaed to appear because I'm one of those people.
Well, there's hundreds of people that know the truth. And, you know, there is people that have come out and saw things and wanted to see more, and they'll come back, and I tell them, hey, don't give me a full donation. Give me just part of it to help me with my costs. And those people come out enough that they see and learn, and they are so interested that they're so mad about these articles, and they're upset just like as if it was being said about them. And they have friends, and they tell their friends, and they come out and they show their friends. And these are people, they have faith in me, and what I'm doing is right. I get emails all the time saying, keep up the good work, and you're helping the world, and you're letting people know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, how can they allow people like this to come in and say these things? And the mayor himself, I don't have any use for that guy. I mean...
Well, yeah, but, you know, we don't know for sure what he said to this guy. If this guy is lying about you, he may be lying about what the mayor said as well. We have to step away for a break. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And when we stepped away for break, Ed, I was saying about the mayor, we don't know what he actually said to this guy. Because if this guy is telling things about you that aren't true, he may be misquoting what the mayor said as well. That's why I issued a challenge, an invitation, if you will, to Jack Jingles. Call the show whenever I open the telephone lines. Call me on the telephone line. And tell us, what did you say to this guy? And we want to hear directly from you what you said to this guy that wrote the article. I think if you didn't say these things, it's an opportunity for you to kind of clear your name in this as well. Because, I mean, really, if there's like a lawsuit and you really said those things, that might cost you some money too, Mr. Jingles. Now let's get to skywatching a little bit here. I wanted people to hear this. I wanted them to know what you've been up against. But let's get back to skywatching a little bit now. You know, you have videotaped and put on YouTube some pretty interesting stuff. And some of those objects that you videotaped are triangular. They're triangle shaped. Now, I was watching some videos today just because I was curious about the triangle shapes. And it seems like the sort of the majority opinion about the triangle shapes is that they are probably ours. And they are probably a craft that these videos call the TR-3B. Can you tell any difference in the way they move, the triangle craft and the other ones? Any difference between the triangle craft and, the circular craft? Is there a difference in the way they move?
Well, there's definitely a behavior difference in that. And the most of the experiences I have is watching the delta-shaped ones that looks like the giant Concorde jet. and there's other ones that look like a football shaped craft, and then there's the dome and disc shape, and there's the triangular shape ones that almost look like a boomerang, that type.
Mm-hmm.
And there is there's videos out there that other people are putting on, and they're probably trying their best and doing it, but there is some videos out there that are flocks of birds and things flying along, and I don't know if it's the debunkers trying to put them out there and make it very obvious, but what I see sometimes, those are very obvious to me, that they're birds and flocks. And
well, at the Skywatch,
I want to have people think that that's my work.
At the Skywatch in Sedona, you were pointing out things that you could see with the naked eye, but they were extremely high, folks. By extremely high, I'm telling you that even with the naked eye, you could tell these things were either out in space or right at the edge of space. They were so high. But you could, when Ed would point them out, even with the naked eye, you could see them moving. And they weren't moving like satellites. They were changing directions and so forth, and moving much faster, etc. And then people would look at that through the night vision and just get gaga over it, because they could see that it was definitely not a flock of birds. I'm telling you, no birds can fly as high as these things were, and you've never seen an airplane as high as these things were. So they, you know, I have seen satellites since I was a little bitty kid. I have watched satellites go over. I know what they look like, and I know how you can tell that they're very high. Miles high, out in space. You can see that. These were definitely not flocks of birds. And, you know, if people actually go to one of your sky watches, you point out, you say, okay, you see that? That's a bird. You see that? Okay, that's an airplane. And then you take your laser and point towards something that's in space moving, and people can just look at that laser beam and follow it straight up to where you're pointing, and they say, oh yeah, I see that. And you say, all right, that's one of the UFOs. And they look in the night vision goggles, they see it, and like I said, then they just kind of go, oh my God, I can't believe what I'm looking at. Because through night vision, you can see details that you can't see without it. It's just a little speck of light without the night vision goggles. With the night vision goggles, very often you can see the shape, and you can tell that it's certainly not birds. I've never seen a delta-shaped bird, have you?
No. Especially with a big horizontal stabilizer, which aircraft people call that a tail.
Mm-hmm.
And birds flying in a group of three and turning synchronously, like, or sometimes dispersing in a bomb burst and going out after another craft and firing on it and blowing it up. And I've got numerous people that have been with me on different occasions and did it and watched it, and said they were so happy to see a battle. They didn't want anybody to get hurt, but they were happy to see a battle and know that they're real. Over Sedona, Arizona last year, there was about 80 people, and we had it on TV, and we had it live over about 25 pair of glasses, goggles,
mm-hmm.
and people were sharing and watching. And a great big mothership came over, and very big and very bright. And I pointed it out, and I said, look, she's slowing down. And everybody's going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she slowed down, came to a complete stop, and cloaked and disappeared, just visually turned off. And I said, watch her, something's going to go on. She's laying waiting for somebody. And It wasn't 3 minutes. And another craft was coming by out in front of her, just really hauling, and it was just going super fast. And she lit up and fired on him one burst. And she blew it up so bad that traveling horizontally across the sky, not any entering our atmosphere, which it would have had to burn up if it was an asteroid, but going out straight across, and you could see the beam go out, boom, and the big flash go out and hit it and exploded. And it was flying and debris flying apart and going out across, and then a secondary explosion, and then a third explosion. And as it continued to fly across and was going thousands of miles, and everybody got to see that and witnessed it and going, oh my God, it got blown up. You know, and so that was their opinion. They got to look at it. They got to see it.
Yeah, they weren't looking at a video of it. They were looking through the glasses, through the goggles, and watching it happen in real time as it happened.
Yep, that was in live. Mm-hmm. It was a live show.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever it was got blown up. If there was beings, humanoid, alien, whatever was in that craft, they bit the dust. They're gone.
All right. Ed, we've got in about 30 seconds here, we have a break coming up. And when we come back, I'm going to open the telephone lines. And I want to say again, number one, Mayor Jack Jingles, we'd like to hear from you. Whatever you said to this guy, if you said what he, if he quoted you accurately, I want you to call and tell us that that's what you said. If he misquoted you, I want you to call and tell us that you were misquoted and tell us what was actually said. Also, for the audience, anybody that's done any sky watching with Ed Grimsley, or you've done it with your own goggles or somewhere else, and you've seen these things in the sky, I want to hear from you. I want to hear if this is a fraud. If it is, we're going to expose it right here. 623-444-5889 is the number to call when we come back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and to my guest, Ed Grimsley. As I said, what we want to do is establish tonight if you think Ed Grimsley is a fraud. Now, here's my policy. My policy is a guest has to stand on his own 2 feet. Okay, so if Ed's if he's a fraud and you expose that, then if you've got the evidence to expose it, go for it. And we'll let him stand on his own 2 feet here. I myself, however...
Have him bring it on.
I myself, however, am a witness, having been to one of his sky watches and having done sky watching with him, just him and me and two other guys, when I was out in Hollywood. So, from my point of view, it's not possible that he's a fraud, but I'm not defending. I'm simply saying what I have seen. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller. Okay, the caller is not there. 623-444-5889 or toll free at 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kev, this is Ryan up in Puget Sound.
Yeah, Ryan.
Hey, it's good to hear you. Boy, I remember last year you had the whole world, you had everybody doing sky watches. I'll never forget that last year when that everybody was you had everybody going. It was great. But I guess the question is, have you ever seen one of these UFOs that they are, they appear as three points of light, but they don't move. They stay stationary. There's a wave going on right now in Argentina where you see these stationary lights, but they're not moving. And I'll just take it off the air, but, you know, you ever seen a satellite stop in midair and hover? It doesn't make any sense. This couldn't be a satellite.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Well, I could answer that there is craft out there that is playing like a star, and sometimes you'll see them start up and fly away, and a number of my people witnessed it and seen it, and there's stuff that'll be flying along, and you watch it slow up and wobble and bobble and bounce and dance around for a little bit, stabilizing, and then it sets there and plays like it's a star.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on, and I'm trying to warn the world and let them know, and there's nothing fraudulent about what I got to say. It's all right there, and what you just said is definitely true. That's the kind of thing that's happening.
All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Rick from Kentucky.
Hi, Rick.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. I was in Sedona, and I thought we were going to get rained out every day. I'm the only person in the world probably that could go to the desert, and it rained the whole time I was there.
Did you notice how the government was making the chemtrails and the sky cloud up and trying to bury us in rain?
Something happened that was just unbelievable. Go to the desert and get rained out every day. I thought it was just my luck at first, but we got to see something the last night, and I've been a pilot for 33 years. I know it wasn't a combustion engine plane or a jet engine plane. They both have to have oxygen in their engines to provide propulsion, and they were too high. They were above the elevation that there would be enough oxygen in the air for even a jet engine to run.
Time of night, you can't get light hitting you from natural sunlight unless you're up there 150 miles. And that's, if you are, then you're a spaceship.
Yep. It was reflecting the sun's light from it's way above satellite level, in my opinion. And I saw it, even one of them I saw with the naked eye after it was pointed out. Sedona was a great place to see it. It's got a night sky that's nice and dark, and it's perfect for watching for it.
So, from your point of view, is what Ed's saying here, is he a fraud?
No, he's not a fraud. No. They're absolutely there.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'll send you a check later.
I can use it. But just keep your money, because I'm telling the truth. All somebody has to do is take a pair of the goggles and go out there and spend an hour, and I would just about guarantee them my next paycheck that if they'll open their eyes, they'll see what's going on.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Well, hey, thank you much. And next time I get you to a conference or what, I owe you a dinner.
All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name?
Tell the truth.
All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello there. Hello there, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. You know, well, like I like to say, I'm not all there, but I'm still here. I've been doing I've seen a lot of the videos, on the video providing websites like, you know, Google Videos and YouTube. I've seen a lot of these videos of these UFOs, this night vision goggles, are absolutely amazing. But what I want to ask you is, do you think that there may be a war between us and the aliens going on, some sort of secret Star Wars going, like the powers that be on this planet using their secret technology against the Watchers?
Well, you know, I think that there's been battles going on for probably 1,000 years or more, because in 1561 over Nuremberg, Germany, it was reported by the printing press back in that day, that they were UFOs flying and battling above the city of Nuremberg, Germany. Well, here I come along in 1961, and I see them doing the same thing. And about a week ago, in Mexico City, people have been calling me, emailing me, and telling me that from the roofs of their building, they witnessed numerous craft flying and battling, and it was similar to what I had said about 1961's battle when I saw them all through the night. So, who they're fighting against, I don't know. And are we on one of their sides? Or is it a group that battles to protect Earth and one trying to come in? I don't know, but it's a fact and it's true. And I don't know if we've joined one side or the other, or we have allies. So, that's everybody's choice and everybody's opinion, and I don't want to tell everybody what exactly, but I have a lot of information on it, and I just feel that it's not my thing to tell you one or the other, because there's several things it could be. But, hey, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks for the call, Kevin. 623-444-5889 or toll-free 888-223-4599. Is Ed Grimsley a fraud? Have you looked through night vision goggles and seen these UFOs that Ed talks about? Maybe you saw them at an Ed Grimsley Skywatch, or maybe somewhere else. Is he a fraud? Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Ed, it sounds like you know, this guy's really ruffling your feathers. I'd like to let you know that, you ain't making any progress unless somebody's feathers are getting ruffled. So you're obviously making a difference out there, so I want you to think about that, and this guy, unless he's stupid enough to come out of the woodwork where you can, take a liable action against him, like Kevin said, which I doubt it, if he has any brains, it won't happen and he'll go away. Don't waste your time on it, keep going on and doing what you're doing. I haven't had the pleasure of, seeing this stuff myself, but I've heard enough people that I give credibility to that has testified that they've seen this, that I don't doubt it. Kevin, also, I was wondering, there's a new show on. I was wondering, if I can mention it or not.
What is it, a television show, radio show? What is it?
It's a TV show.
Yeah, it's not pornographic, is it?
No.
Okay.
It's called Conspiracy Theory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Truth TV on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock on the East Coast here. And it's by Jesse Duplantis, the governor.
Oh, no. Jesse Duplantis is an evangelical preacher. You're talking about Jesse Ventura.
Yes, Ventura. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Mm-hmm. And tonight was about HAARP, so that's kind of, talking about how they were covering up the skies and stuff. That might have a little bit to do with that. I'd even be willing, I don't know if there's any copyrights and stuff, but I don't know if you could throw something together for a show where you could advertise this, because I think a lot of people need to see this because it's going the whole gamut. Tonight it was HAARP, and then they're going to talk about 9/11 and on, and I think that a lot of people that watch your show that try and get other people to understand, and tell them what they're talking about, and naysayers are not listening, this might help them, if they get their people to sit down and listen to this stuff, might get...
Well, they're hearing you right now announce it, And but if the folks that produce that show would like to run ads on my show, all they need to do is get in touch with me, and I'll send them the rate schedule.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. 623-444-5889 or 623, I'm sorry, 888-223-4599. If you are outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message if you wish, and you do that by going to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and scroll down. You'll see a link that says flash message, all right? And we have one in from Germany, which we will take right after this call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
Ed, I have a word of encouragement for you. Where I live, we have a situation that a guy is doing a small development on his ranch. He had his property taxes raised 6,000%. And most people are fairly passive. They'd roll over and let it slide. But this is going to bankrupt him if he doesn't win. So he's taking him to court. He's going to federal court. What I'm suggesting to you, as a word of encouragement, fight this guy. Fight it hard.
Well.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
All right. The telephone lines are open, and the invitation is still open to Mayor Jack Jingles. Some of you folks in that area can give him a call, and you can tell him that he needs to call us and tell us what he actually said to this guy. Caller, just hang on a moment, and we'll get to you. I'm going to read this short flash message. Okay, this has to do with some technical stuff. It doesn't have to do with the topic, but Ralph, thank you. I have read it, and let me just say that you may be right about that. Okay, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show, and your first name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Ed. This is Jeff from Mississippi.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I just called in to verify that everything Mr. Ed's telling you is the truth. Work in California and not too far from where Ed lives, and went out to Calistoga. It was almost a year ago. I guess it was probably last January, February, something like that, and had a great night and saw all kinds of something, UFOs. It was probably 25 to 30 at least in probably about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. And Ed was wonderful, and we had a lot of fog down in Calistoga at the ball field, and he took us up on top of the mountain to another place, and there were some more people there, and actually took my roommate with me. She was quite the skeptic, and thought I was crazy. But all she wanted to do was smoke a cigarette and stay out of the mud, because we was having to get out on the edge of a pasture, but I did make her sleep.
I remember you well.
You remember now. And we had a time. We even had the cops stop and ask us what we were doing, and Mr. Ed showed him, and he quickly got back in his vehicle and left. And it was hilarious. And my roommate,
he said, you know, that's really something up there, and I don't know what it is, and I don't want to know. And, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Have a good day. And he got in his highway patrol car and left.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah, it was hilarious. And my roommate, she did see one, and on the way home, I said, you saw it, right? And she didn't want to comment, but she said, yeah, I saw it. And, you know, it's just like it shut her up, because she thought I was crazy, and it was funny. But she saw one, and it was really impressive, because they were so high up. And what really sealed the deal for me, I guess, not only could you just see them everywhere, and you also could see jets, but there was two coming in one direction side by side, and then two coming from the opposite direction, and they passed one another. So it was just obvious it was satellites or debris or anything like that.
Yeah, because they varied their course slightly to not run into each other.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that one that real well because I said, does that tell you any proof that satellites don't do that?
That's right. So there's plenty of activity up there. Mr. Ed is right on.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Real quick question. When you were up there, did your girl...
He's gone.
People will lose the camera.
He's gone. All right, here we go. And caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller. Okay. 623-444-5889 or toll free at 888-223-4599. If you're outside the USA or Canada, please feel free to send me a flash message. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, it's Stefan from Quebec City.
Hi, Stefan.
Great show. Mr. Grimsley, I have to admit, when I first heard about the night vision goggle experience and the Skywatch, and I was a real skeptic. And I've come around. I have become really curious in the last few months and weeks, and hopefully I'll be able to chance one day to get down there and see you. But I have two questions for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
The first one is, has anybody in your group ever tried directly contacting them through either thought or prayer or speaking to them?
I've had some people come up, and the whole group was all trying to do it. And there was some amazing thing happened, like a big bright light came up in the sky and kind of went in a big half moon shape in an arc, and it just brightened up the whole sky. And the people were praying to it to get the truth, or would it come and communicate? And there was something happened, but I tell you, I don't know what was really happening or if it had some kind of reflecting device or what, but it lit us up just from dark to just like moonlight. And and it made a big half moon or like a horseshoe circle. So that they might have had that effect on it, but I didn't know whether to think they were crazy or I was.
Thank you. The other question I have real quick is, in relation to those supposed battles that take place, do you think that they might have any connection with the fireballs of debris that have been reported around the skies, you know, around the world in recent months? And
I believe about 100% chance, yes. I don't know if you saw me on CNN, but what came in on the CNN over Austin, Texas, was a craft in trouble. It was on fire, and it either shallowed out under Earth effects, ground gravity effects, and flew off, or it went into a lake or a pond or blown up and covered up. But it was real, and I've seen that kind of thing too many times, and I've seen craft. Let me put it this way. There was one particular night over Calistoga, and I watched two of them engage in a battle. And they circled, and they streaked away, and they fire, and then they streak off and fire again. And the one coming from the rear finally got the one in front. And they had been firing forward and backward. And the one in front was hit, but he wasn't hit real hard. And he started to come down, and he was wobbling, and you could see flashes come off of him and stuff. And the other one pursued instantly and zoomed in on him and blasted him, finished him off. And then here comes a strode light on like a capsule or ejection or a rescue pod or whatever, and it's a strode light, and we've seen them many times, and we've seen them being picked up before and that. But this particular night, this one started to strode after about 30 seconds when he thought that that other craft had left the area. He came on, and it's their way of showing where they're at. It's a bright sunlight up there, and they get a different effect of light, and I think it's like, hey, here I am, you can locate me. And the Navy has that kind of equipment in some of their fighter craft and in some of their vessels so that you can see it with night vision glasses, but you don't see it very well with the regular eye. Well, this other one came slewing back in, zooming back, and made a pass away from it, and another craft was coming in, and he engaged that craft, and then the craft spun and broke away and just accelerated almost like out of sight. And he turned and went back, and he blew the hell out of that rescue capsule, just exploded it with a big blast of laser. So he didn't believe in taking prisoners, and he was probably upset at the battle. And,
boy,
you know,
I guess we better watch out that we don't wish to be abducted, then we might get blasted out of the sky.
It could happen. You never know. Stefan, thanks for the call. All right, we're 30 seconds away from, a little less than, 30 seconds away from our next break. And the challenge continues. If Ed is a fraud and you have the evidence of it, I want you to call and tell us. If you've looked through night vision goggles and seen what Ed talks about, you've seen these UFO up there, we want you to call and tell us about it. We'll take some more calls right after this break. The telephone lines are open here at the Kevin Smith Show, 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. And if you've got the proof that Ed is a fraud, we want to hear it. I will expose him as a fraud right here if you have the proof. If you have been to a Skywatch, either Ed Grimsley's or your own or somebody else's, and you've seen these things through night vision goggles, we want to hear from you as well. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? And the caller is gone. Okay, let's check and see if we've got any fresh flash messages in. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kev. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
It's Boomer calling, Ladysmith, British Columbia, Canada.
Hi, all Kevin. Right. How you doing, Boomer?
Oh, good, thanks. I just want to let the world know that it is absolutely no fraud. I've never met him personally. I've talked to him three or four times on the phone. He probably doesn't remember me. But I've spent, between my own night vision equipment and video equipment and that, I've spent well over $6,000. And I'm telling you, what he's saying is up there. I've seen it for myself.
So he's not a fraud?
No, he is. But he is not a fraud by any means. And Ed, I hope that you see that guy's pants off.
Well, I think I remember you, the name Boomer, and you were talking about what kind of camera might hook up to a thing, and I think I told you to grab a piece of PVC pipe and duct tape it and MacGyver it on there.
Well, yeah, that's what I did. I ended up fiberglassing my own mount. But, yeah, I talked to you probably 2.5 years ago when I was doing all the research, because in Canada you can't buy the U.S. versions. You got to buy the tubes from Russia. But I bought it's equivalent, the same specs as the Gen 3 Selects you got.
All right. Well, Boomer, thanks.
A distributorship on a foreign-made pair that is pretty high quality, and then I'll be able to go into foreign countries with 10 or 15 pair and put on conferences. And right now I've tried to get permission to exit the country with my glasses, and they told me they'll take my glasses and arrest me.
Yeah. The American-made night vision has to stay in America. They will not allow it out of the country. Except, I guess, you know, obviously for the military. They can go wherever they need to with it. All right, Ralph from Germany writes again and says, Ed, a fraud? Ridiculous. Nuremberg, as mentioned by him, was by far not the only ancient example, as we all know. We know of medieval documents from today's Switzerland, even talking of battles in the sky happening then. Thankfully, today we're able to prove these present events by technical means and vids. Thank you for your courage and keep on going your way, Ed. That's from Ralph in Germany. All right, thanks, Ralph, for the flash message from Germany. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. No, whoever it is, I don't know who it is. They call and then they hang up. You know, when we put you on hold, you can hear the show in the background. If you go away, you go to the end of the line. You may not get back in. So if we put you on hold, best to stay there. 623-444-5889 or toll free 888-223-4599. I know that when I looked through the goggles, I saw UFOs. Now, unfortunately, there are people who don't own dictionaries, and to them, a UFO means a flying saucer, and it's got a little green man in it. And no ufologist ever has said that. That was made up by the media, okay? UFO means unidentified flying object. And I have seen them through those night vision goggles. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, I just had a quick comment and then I wanted to ask a quick question for Ed.
Mm-hmm.
My comment is I don't require something to actually land on my face and wiggle around for me to know that it's true. I can stand back at a distance and look at evidence and determine it for myself, and not a lot of people can do that nowadays. It's actually really sad how dumb humanity is. It's like we walk around in a black veil around us of just ignorance and pop culture and hate and whatever else we can find. It's just it's sad, and you know, that person that was doing that to Ed sounds like exactly like one of those types of mushroom head people. So I for one think that Ed is 100%, and it's pretty funny. You can take any night vision goggles and point it up there, and you tell me who's wrong. So I mean, you know, any good night vision goggles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ridiculous that he'd be attacked that way. And so my question was, I saw your video. I never got to actually go to a Skywatch event yet, but I saw it with my friend, and we were having a great time with it. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it was information and entertainment at the same time. My question would be is, if you're going to do another video, and if you do, are you going to have more of the squadron footage? Thank you. I'll leave you with that.
All right. Thank you.
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I don't know if I ever want to do another movie and try to break even on it and the discs and the cost and the mailing it out and all that, but I have got a lot of footage that are some unbelievable footages, and only a small amount of it is on that first movie, because it was kind of my first shot at the dark, and I had also been warned by some black suits that not to put any battles on any videos or movies, or I could get myself in trouble, and I basically told them where to go and what to do to themselves, and they didn't like that very well, but they did buy my breakfast, so I'm trying to say that I'm thinking about putting it on my website, my YouTube, anything like that, and show some of this very, very obvious UFO footage to the world, and then thank everybody for having faith in me, and that for them to go out and continue on the research and get the truth, and that I want to work on some of my inventions and my electrical energy devices, my car recycling things where I can recycle the unburned fuel and things that I have ideas and thoughts on. And
okay, Ed, and we need to take this next call.
And just go for that.
Okay, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling? Hello, caller.
Yes, Kevin?
Yes, you you're live on the air. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Rick.
Uh-huh.
California in the United States.
All right.
My wife is a listener and, you know, religiously, and I'm sitting here listening to the show tonight, and I've got a question about if it takes night vision glasses to see these UFOs flying around, I'm wondering, if you don't have night vision glasses and you're looking up at a clear starlit sky, why aren't the stars getting blacked out as these UFOs are flying by?
I'm going to give you an answer, and then I'm going to let Ed answer. Okay.
I'm sorry. I can barely hear you. So
yeah, I'm going to give an answer, and then I'll let Ed give an answer. My answer is, first of all, you can see them with the naked eye. That's how you spot them, so that you can put the glasses to your eyes and see them more clearly. Okay? So you can see them. Now, why don't they black out stars? Well, because they're not 200 feet above you. They are 100 miles, 150 miles above you. And they are a little tiny point of light in comparison to the star. They are generally smaller than the star, okay? If they were 100 feet above you, obviously they would black out your vision. They would block your vision of part of the sky. But at 100 miles up, 150 miles up, they are part of the sky. And so that's why. Ed, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, you do see them with the night vision sometimes if they're big enough, blot out a star for a split second, but not to the point where you would notice it if you were looking without glasses. And often you see something that you look up and pay a little attention to, and it might look like a satellite. It might be bright and glowing, and without the glasses, you don't get it clear enough to maybe tell what it is unless it really changes course or moves rapidly or goes against another one in battles. When I was 16 in the Sierras, I saw them battling all night long from about 8 o'clock until, I think, close to 6, 5:30 or something in the morning. And that was with my naked eye. I had no glasses. The people that contacted me from Mexico City last week and emailed me about it, they saw them from their rooftop while looking up and stargazing, and then saw these stars moving and going against each other and fighting and blowing each other up. You could see the streaks of the light. So under certain conditions, you can see that. And often people don't realize what a satellite is sometimes and what a spacecraft is sometimes. And this is one of the things that's helping people, is the night vision, to find out the truth, to see what's really going on. And if you want the answer, then it's expensive because you've got to buy night vision glasses, or you got to find somebody with a pair and go out and start getting a look at it. And the best thing I can do is give people lessons and tell them how to look, what to do, what time of night's the best, and for what reason. And you know, geez, I've been doing it for 14 years, and I'm smarter than the average bear, so I've got a lot of things figured out. The scary part is, I know the truth, but trying to get other people to know the truth, that's the hard part. So, you know, I can only do what I can do, but I think I've told a lot of people the truth, and I'm about ready to take a break and go fishing.
Rick, do you have another question or comment?
Well, no, I don't. That kind of answers it, but I was really curious about why things weren't being blocked out, you know, and I go out all during the night as I don't sleep real well. And, so that explains it. So maybe if I can find somebody that has the night vision glasses, I'll see if I can borrow them for an hour or two and or a couple of nights, and I'll go from there. So
Where are Kevin, you from? What area?
Right around San Francisco area, about 50 miles east of there.
Okay, well, my phone number is 707-478-2540. It's listed on my website. It's listed many places. And sometime you give me a call, you're not far away from Calistoga. You're probably 50, 60 miles from me.
All right, we have to step away for a break, and Rick, take him up on that. Give him a call, and maybe you can arrange a night watch. We have to step away for break. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are on final approach. That means we have time for one or two more telephone calls. So if you've been thinking you wanted to call in, now is the time, 623-444-5889. Or toll free, 888-223-4599. And as I say, if you want to call in, we want you to, but we're just about out of time, so you have to hurry. Ed, I had to cut you off because of the break taking over. But let me say to Rick, Rick, we're sorry about that, but those breaks are automatic. They happen. And but call Ed and arrange a Skywatch and see for yourself. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Well, I'm Ralph from Germany, and I just want to say that I want to encourage Ed and any people in this field to keep up their good work, because it's very important to all of us.
Outstanding. Ralph?
Thank you, and you're welcome to call me if you're ever in my area. You got a free Skywatch because when you tell the truth, you're important too.
Ralph, I think you're probably the second person from Germany that's called us. I'm impressed. What part of Germany are you in?
Well, it's the northern part, Baltic Sea.
I see. My supervisor, my boss, when I first went into Kosovo, was a pilot from Germany, a fighter pilot.
You see, the world is a very, very small piece.
Yes, it is. Ralph, thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Wow, how about that, Ed? All the way from Germany.
Yeah, and two of them tonight, huh?
Yeah. Well, this is the guy that sent me the flash message. This is Ralph from Germany that sent the flash message, and then he decided he wanted to call in. And that's cool. That's good. We get calls from around the world from time to time.
You know, I really appreciate the encouragement that I'm getting tonight, because there are people from all over the world calling and saying, yeah, I know Ed Grimsley. I've heard of him. I've seen his work. And I don't think he's a fraud. And, you know, that makes me feel good, because maybe I'm not wasting my time.
Oh, I think, Ed, you definitely are not wasting your time. But let me say, because I sit in the same hot seat as you've been in from time to time. I'm in that same hot seat where someone is taking aim at me. And it can, when someone really starts pouring the coal to the fire like that and really blasting you, it can feel like you're standing by yourself. You're really not, but it can feel that way because it's all aimed at you. But the invitation now to Mayor Jingles is still open to give us a call. We still have a little bit of time left. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Mike from Kentucky.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in support of Ed also. I haven't been able to go out there where he's at, but as you know, and I've said before, that I've seen the UFOs through my glasses too, not mine, but they belong to my cousin who was a deputy sheriff, so I know they're up there.
Okay, so he's not a fraud?
No, sir.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Thank you once again.
But it can, at times, Ed, feel like you're standing all by yourself when someone's taking aim at you and saying some rotten stuff. And part of it, see, people get on the internet and do this, and that goes all around the world. And so then people who don't have any exposure to you, and their first exposure is they read this article that the guy writes, then they think, oh, okay, well, this guy's a fraud. I don't know why. And really, folks, whenever you read something on the internet, divide it by about 3,000, and you may be somewhere near a kernel of truth. Really, even if I write it, and I know you know, you listen to the show and you trust me to tell you the truth. But even if I write it, check it out. Okay? And don't buy things at face value. Because very often when you buy it at face value, you buy a lemon. And so check it out. Ed, your website is linked on my site, so if people just click your picture on my webpage, it will take them to your site. But go ahead and tell folks very quickly, what is the web address? It's was it edgrimsley.net or .com?
No. That one is www.edgrimsley.com.
Mm-hmm.
My email is ed.grimsley@yahoo.
Okay. And folks can get in touch with you to arrange a Skywatch if they have any doubts, or even if they don't have doubts, they just want to see it. They can get in touch with you by calling you or either by email, right?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, and I hope that people will call between 9 in the morning and 9 at night. However, I try to leave the phone on as much as I can because I have people calling me from Austria and Japan and Scotland, and they tell me things that they've seen and done, and it's an encouragement that those people are out there and that they're knowing and learning and wanting the truth. And I was feeling pretty bad and down that this guy's nastying my name up, and after tonight and finding the encouragement that I'm getting from all over the world and the different states here, it's been a lift to me, because I was getting a little down, not because I believed the guy, but just because I was disgusted and thinking maybe people are believing him.
Well, see, and that's the point. Unfortunately, some people will, because they have not had any personal exposure to you and your work. And that's why, for that reason, is the reason I say you ought to find out who this guy is and sue him and check the state that he lives in where his computer's sitting, and find out if it's a crime, if it's an actual violation of the criminal code, for people to launch stories designed to harm another person or a business economically. And if, in fact, it is a crime in his state, file a criminal complaint as well in his state. So this guy can do some jail time.
About the time that took place, there was a man who had been working for NASA, and he said he was going to retire or whatever. He came and saw, but he was friendly and all happy, smiley face. And there was another man and his wife that both had worked for, I think it was Lockheed Martin.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I wondered if I would have a little problem with them giving a phony report, and it was about the time that those people came. And if so, then they're living in the Santa Clara or the San Jose area.
Well, it could be, but, you know, the likelihood is they were probably straight with you. This may be someone who has never even been to a Skywatch. He may be lying about the whole thing. Ed, stay on the line with me. It's been a pleasure to have you with me this evening. We're almost out of time. Just stay on the line with me for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for tonight. Tomorrow night, my guest is Milton Torres. He's the fighter pilot that was sent up, stationed in England, and was sent up to engage a UFO. Came out in the British UFO files. And he's my guest tomorrow night. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.